my pleasure to be here again. And a lot of political things are beginning to rise to the surface. I want to talk to you about these matters indirectly without being political. I have two articles that I've written, and I might want to do some reading because I want to place it a long way back, like 1987. And in 1987-78, the coming bloody revolution in America. This is an interview with Roy Masters by David Kerpalian on November 11, 1987. America is being intentionally destroyed, said Roy Masters, and he's not talking about Russians. Let me put that aside for a second, because that's a whole subject to itself. The other pamphlets, these are pamphlets you can get if you like what I'm saying, because I will be ad-libbing. I can't possibly read without adding something to it. I can't sit down and read and read and read. It wouldn't be real. But I can read a little bit. But I have to have comment of my own stuff. See, so, but I will tell you what it is, which it is. You may be able to tell the difference because it sounds different, because it's not me talking, I'm just reading. There's a big difference. Where I'm coming from, you can feel it. Where I'm reading from, you can see that too. I'm not a good actor. And not even actors can really add, if you are intuitive, doesn't matter how good they act. To be a person, good person, you can still see through it if you're a free person. I like to say a free American. So, let me just read the first part. Just quickly. Neutralizing the intimidators. That's what it's about. In other words, it's about curing, overcoming the overcomer. It is all about people who murder people by through their minds. So they're sort of like cannibals, Draculas of the mind. They want to kill your children. And there's an article on that too. They want to kill your children if you kill the mind. If you kill the independent spirit, you own them. And that's been going on for a long time. And so, having said that, that subject is the one I opened a few moments ago, the conversation with Roy Masters in 1987. And it is a question and answer. And I'll just read my answers and I'll read the questions. I just want to make a point. So I think I'll go to that first, if you don't mind. But just to give you a little taste of what the two things I'm going to say to you today, this evening. And you need a call. If you want to call and interrupt what I'm saying, I'm all right. I'd love for you to call me and say, "Tain't so." I'd love for you to call me to say, "Please criticize me. Show me where I'm wrong. Admonish me so I can be pure again." That's what I do. I have a secret to overcome the overcomers, to neutralize the intimidation of the intimidators who literally kill your soul, kill your mind, destroy your mind. Just like Hitler did to Hitler Germany. He did it to a whole country, all by himself. Yeah, he did it, and there's no point in me discussing that with you now. He did it. And I puzzled, how did he do it? I got the answer. And I'll tell you something. The answer is this. But listen. You want your freedom? You got to recognize you're not free, even though you have a free country. What's left of it? What's left of it? Because your idea of freedom is to smoke and drink and screw. Excuse the expression. Yeah, and you've got so many problems, you can't control them, and they control you, and everything gets worse. Your children, your family, your country is disappearing, and all of a sudden, bingo, a light comes on, and everybody sees the truth that both parties are your enemy. The Republicans are just as bad. I said yesterday, they're sons of bitches, and the others, they're all up to the same thing. And it's like a weak, useless father who goes along with his bitch wife. Discuss all these things so we can recover from our bitchiness.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you were there with me in the opening episode of this program, about 6 minutes ago, I have two subject matters I want to share with you. One of them is called neutralizing the intimidator, and neutralizing the ones that I want to get inside your head. So let me just read something from a pamphlet you can get on my website if you like it. I'm going to read it, just two paragraphs. Then I'm going to go to another time, 1988 or 87. And I'm being interviewed by a reporter. And his name, he's the manager director of The Whistleblower. His name is David Kerpalian. His name is on it. And I'll read a little bit. I'm going to give you a little bit of each and see which I want to discuss further. Let me just say that my purpose is to bring back life to your children's mind. Let me read why I say this. The subject of this, the name of the article, if you want to go to my website, fhu.com, and look for books and then pamphlets, and look for neutralizing intimidators, because I can neutralize a person who's trying to neutralize me. I really can. And it's easy. It's very easy. It's also very easy if you don't have the resistance, the ability to resist the cruelty. But surely children don't have that. They have intuition. They come into the world with intuition. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And you send them to those rotten schools. And I'll read a little bit about you from 1987 if you'll just wait for me to read this. So get a pencil and paper. Neutralizing, just two paragraphs. Neutralizing the intimidators. That's the title of it. Look for it on my website. Injustice is empowered by one single purpose. It lusts to get inside our head and control you. If we were all able to cleave to what's right when we were born, to know is right in our hearts, evil could never convert us nor advance its various causes. Beyond genocide and the persecution of the innocents, battle lines have already been drawn between the good and evil forces on three major fronts. Committed haters of good have targeted our nations, our homes, our minds. Evil, operating through all its agents, especially government and I can't find the name of them. Isn't that ridiculous? I would get sort of frozen every now and then. I get very powerful all of a sudden. I would turn into a little weenie. Excuse the expression. I have to have a little sense of humor about this. Mainstream media talk about weenies. mainstream media. They're really wicked. You can't trust them. But you can't trust the liberals on the left, and you can't no longer trust the Democrats or the Republicans. I call them bitches and sons of bitches. Our house is a mess. Our constitution's a mess. You can see it now by the light of a certain person, right? Yes, of course you can. No more of political correctness. No more. You're Americans. You've got to be free. And I can see how many people are beginning to wake up and see the two forces that have been running you are owned to get you to be owned. All right. I continue with my... Say that. So beyond genocide and the persecution of the innocent, battle lines have been already drawn between good and evil forces on major fronts. Committed haters have targeted our nation, our homes, our minds. Evil, operating through its agents everywhere, have sworn to never allow a single child of the light to remain alive as long enough to learn how to show the way to God. They're too late. See, you've got to be very careful. They've got too many of the children through the media, through the music, through the schools, the universities. The most hated of all are the children. Yes, half the kids are violated in this country. Half. Their crime is they see with unvarnished eyes and innocent eyes. The plan of America's enemies, both foreign and domestic, is to corrupt the children before they grow up to become loyal Americans, full of faith in God, and it's working. The American Homeschooling, the Association of Schooling Association, reports that 70% of K-12 kids cannot return the correct change from $2.19 purchase if handed a $5 bill. Half cannot name the two American founders, and even fewer can name one of the Ten Amendments of the Constitution. Most of the unlearned know even less about the principle upon which America was founded. The chance of teaching morals to their children is unlikely now, and we are paying for it. Half the country is screwed in their head. Even those who are now beginning to say, we see it, and you got yourself, it looks like you've got yourself a president. I'm not saying whether I should, I'm not going to say it whether I will, what I'm going to do, because I can't do that. But it seems like you've picked one. And any one of them would have been any good, but this one is special, I think, in my own personal view. I'm not saying it's your choice. And I go along with it. And so that's the opening part of that part. Now I'm going to change to another pamphlet. These pamphlets are very valuable. See, this one here. This is November the 11th, 1987. I'll come to my callers. I will. I just want to read it. Listen, we've got here Richard and Leah in Panama. Please wait. I just want to read this because when everything goes quiet, I do hope things don't go quiet. I would rather talk to people about what their problems are because they come from what you're about to hear. May the Lord make you truly thankful. So this is the coming bloody revolution in America. November, an interview with Roy Masters by David Campalian, who now is in charge of the whistleblower. Look it up on the lines. Look on the whistleblower. You'll find it. It's a wonderful article in this, that whistleblower. And you could also check, see what they say about me in the military while you're about it. Okay. So here it is. This is an interview with Roy Masters of David Campalian on November the 11th, 1987. America is becoming intentionally destroyed, says Roy Masters. He's not talking about Russians. As an Englishman who loves America, the real America, Masters has for 27 years, that's to a point I've been on the air for 55 years, has been warning Americans about the disintegration of their country, On his syndicated radio program called How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, that's what it was called. Here, for the first time, he is laying out what he sees to be in store for our country in the years ahead. This is 1987, and I could see that in 1960. All right. The American system was founded on an idea so radical and so seemingly beyond human nature that technically speaking, America should not even exist. And the notion that human beings could govern their own lives responsibly, respecting the rights of others without the need for a king or a tyrant, but only for public servants to elect them as public servants, ran to the contrary of all other governments in the history of the human race. In just two short centuries, America has shamed the rest of the world with this mind-boggling success, freedom and wealth. Today, 80 million. See, has so many people back? It's 330 million right now. It's only 80 million there. Today, 80 million people in America receive government handouts. That's even then. Almost half of the people are dependent on the labors of the other half. That happened to individual responsibility. That has this country truly fallen into socialism, communism, corruption, immorality, crime, and violence? As has often been said, yes. Or has it been pushed? Yes. According to Roy Masters, Americans have not understood the nature of the people that they have elected to lead them and to seduce them. Men who aspire to have power over others are a different breed, he says. It's up to the good people of this country to recognize the difference if they wish to save their country, he says. Okay, so now there are people in this world who are plain wicked. They are the walking dead. And what they want to do is eat your soul and just leave the body walking around serving it. All right, now I'm going to take my calls. That's my opening salvo, and those are two articles. If you want to get a copy of that, these articles, I would recommend you do it because some of them are just 15, 20 pages. So I'm not going to do this because this program is a talk show. You need to call me, and people are waiting. So with that said, let me take... It's always panic attacks. Let me just say something. It's always my girlfriend. I have a problem with my girlfriend. And I got panic attacks. Okay, that works because nearly everybody has them, and they don't know why. I do. So that's one more. I'm having trouble with my family. Now, these are bona fide good questions. But what I'd like to know is, I've got cancer. What causes it, and what can I do? I can show you. And within 2 or 3 weeks, you wouldn't have cancer. Oh, I've got asthma. Oh, really? In 10 minutes or 20 minutes, depends upon your inclination of your soul, you'll be breathing normal. And forever. Because you would have seen what was... Your psychiatrist can't tell you. They've all been brainwashed, even the psychiatrists. They brainwashed the doctors too. They look normal. Brainwashing people can be normal, but they can be programmed. And education could actually ruin common sense. So they just go by education, not common sense. You can mix education with skills. But the tendency, if you know how to conquer a country, you make sure that they learn by authority, accept what authority is, and then give them good marks for failing or falling into a trap called education. See? And you could see it in the early years, and I'll take my calls in just a minute, that Ritalin and Prozac was introduced to get your kids to focus on what this stupid stuff that was being shoved down their throat. And you parents were basically extensions of a lost generation. So you didn't know how to bring up your own kids. You just think you want two cars in every garage and two chickens in every pot. So you went off and did work. So you had twice as much, half of which you gave to the people on welfare. You shouldn't allow that to happen. You can't let half the country enslave the other country that work, half the country that don't work to be supported by those who do work. And that's when the country falls apart. And the country falls apart if you pull down the borders and let everybody come in. Especially you know, we, our neighbors are fine. They would make very good Americans. But the trouble is, today you've got 50 million murders. Yes, murders. Because you got programmed to be so free, you can have all the sex you want, but then you have to kill babies. So there's 50 million babies dead that could be American and replaced by, well, now, the worst, the biggest danger is, well, you know the biggest danger is, don't you? Just in your mind, what's the big danger? It's not from South America, not from Mexico. It's coming from some other place. Can you guess the name of the religion? Or what it calls ISIS? And that's it. And those who are quiet. In Germany, you had people who murder. You have the army, the Gestapo, everything else, murderers and killers, and then you got people who couldn't say anything. So with the people I'm suggesting without mentioning, you could put that in your head. They will be here and they multiply themselves. And even in, you can see what's happening in Paris. There's hundreds and hundreds of men doing something not right to women. You know what I mean by that, don't you? And everybody stood by and watched. And then the newspaper said that, well, this is not good to do that. Instead of putting him in jail, you get away with it. They're already beginning to capitulate and breed. You breed the nation out of existence. Do you understand this could be a Muslim country? If you let them breed themselves and breed, and so there is, could be 60 million Muslims in 20, 30 years, and this country be a Muslim country, not a Christian country. This country is only fit for Christianity and Judaism, and we welcome everybody else who is decent. The other religions that are not so crazy as the one I just mentioned. Oh, you want to give you a fatwa on me? Okay. You gutless wonders. Okay, having said that, I'm done. I take my calls. Okay, I should have a panic attack, shouldn't I? Yes, it should be. I'm 88 years old and I need a panic attack. Okay, I'm saying whatever happens to me, it'll be on the front page everywhere. And everything I've said will be there, so you better protect me. You better be careful about who you mess with here, because I'm not afraid of anybody or anything. So here we go. And by the way, I have a cure for what you've lost in your mind. I've got a cure for all your psychological, emotional problems, post-traumatic stress disorder. If you go to the whistleblower, you can't help find it. It is an online network. And the articles are wonderful, and the articles they have about the schools today, you need to read it. I can't read that. It's not my words. At least I'm reading my own words here. So you need to go there. Here it is, the whistleblower, and it's the same person who interviewed me from our own a newspaper, not a newspaper, but it's a. It's a whistleblower, like the whistleblower. It's a magazine. Okay, so here we are. So let me take my calls. Yum, 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 yum. Richard. Hello, Richard. What's cooking?
Hey. I was just calling. I've called you a few times over the past few months. I had these panic attacks, and started to go away a bit. Actually, I haven't really had one in a couple weeks.
That's cool.
So it's getting better, and I've kind of started to notice to become more aware of something inside me that's always trying to
make me fearful. Attaboy. Okay. I like what I'm hearing.
It's trying to make me scared, and... I had a memory pop up from back when I was a little boy, when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And
yes.
My mom was watching a scary movie, and I didn't want to watch it. I kind of got scared at the moment, and, you know, she told me, you watch it or you go in your room and play. So I went in my room to play, and I just remember being real scared, just sitting there by myself, real scared.
Yeah, but that's not so terrible. There's something more to that.
Yeah.
You're missing really. I don't see any cruelty to go in your room and play. It's not a big deal. It doesn't sound like it's so traumatic in any way. So I think that question you're giving me, or that argument as to your anxiety, I don't think that has a whole lot to do with it. It's more than that. What say you? So let me ask you then, since you don't know what to say, who do you hate most? What do you hate most?
I would say probably, women. I don't know.
You hate women?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to, but I notice I have a lot of resentment for. Like, I know, if there was a guy and a girl in the room and they both said something that I didn't like, I think I would get more mad at the woman.
You've said a lot. You say that you actually get more angry, but still anger is anger. It's just the intensity of one to the other. Still, you can't exist. You cannot possibly survive on anger. Anger is equivalent to judgment, correct? Do you know what judgment is? When you look down your nose at somebody and you project your sins onto them in your heart. Right? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But see what you've done. Now, let me give you a scripture of that. See, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. Then there's another one. I shall pay back. That's what it is. Resentment. Resentment is judgment. Any person who resents anybody secretly or overtly is playing God. And now the other side of playing God is the guilt. Some of you have guilt when you're judging, because since only God can judge, judgment is mine, said he, right? So,
yeah.
So therefore, when you start to judge, you are empowering yourself by letting go what was done to you. Someone has screwed your mind and put the nature of that person into your head. So you became a victim of somebody who was also looking down their nose at you and looking at you as nothing and projecting what's wrong within into what looks like wrong with you, and you have to suffer that. And you have become them. Whoever them is, it's a spirit that operates through the whole human race. So you turn around and you start to judge people that don't even know that you're looking at them. They don't even know that but you're still looking at them and judging them. And you judge the man less and you judge the woman more, but you're judging them and you don't even know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a sickness. That is the worst kind of sickness. And you just give me a story of going in the next room because you had a bad movie that your mother didn't want you to see. So now, who do you hate most in your family? Your mother? It seems like you hate the woman more. Why do you hate your mother? Be honest with me. Tell me why you hate mother, which is projected to the women. Okay, now look, I've got a few minutes with callers. The number is 800-866-8883. There was another caller waiting. I think she had a panic attack listening to Richard in Missouri, who's having panic attacks. I will continue with him in just a minute. Now, will you excuse me, please, Richard? I'll be right back with you. Now, You listen to my voice. I know how to counteract what was done to you. I want to read a little bit, from what I said yesterday as part of this commercial. This is a commercial. It's a plea for money. And there's a civil war coming. I know it's coming. And you know who's going to do it? It isn't the left. It's going to be the right. The right is just as wrong as the left. And now you begin to see they're both owned by other forces. They're both demoralizing our country. Now you can see it by a light of certain people, if you know what I mean, because I can't say. See, well, whoever you have to, I was trying to think of something for a minute, but I want to read you this. I get things that jump into my mind. I'm a freestyle speaker. I can change the subject in the middle and go back to it again if you don't mind. All right. So I'm going to say, this is what you're up against. Hitler in his writings, he says, what you say to the people collectively in a receptive state of fanatical abandonment, what he means by that, it's he's speaking about a crowd, a big crowd of people, typically a crowd of people who are subject to a entertainer who makes them excitement, makes them all excited, so they're raising their hands and in the fists in the air like Sieg Heil, like Germany, and they're getting them excited. And you can see that with football and baseball and things like that. When their team wins, they get so excited they turn over cars and burn them. They become animals. And then you find them shacking up somewhere and having sex with each other, because it's stimulation, like two dogs copulating in the alley. This is what comes down to when you get overexcited. You can put stuff in, you can put anything in a person's mind. If you can make them angry, upset, annoyed, aggravated, irritated, that's what will get inside you. And you will have to give up your blood to it, your soul. In trying to make things better by being pushy, or trying to make things better by appeasing, either one of them are deadly. Come back to bite you. See? You cannot help but hurt each other. You can't help it. And that's part of your cure, when you understand that. He says, it's like an order given to someone under hypnosis, which cannot be wiped out, and resists all logical argument. Are you going to risk a logical argument with me? Well, just give me a call, 800-866-8883, where we begin 6 o'clock in the evening, p.m., West Coast time. Thank you.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
You know what Jesus says? I admonish you that you become pure. Richard, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be shouting at you. But you are not looking honestly at yourself yet. And you've got to be careful how you use the meditation exercise, the 7-minute one. You have to go with a good heart, and you must be prepared to see everything you've ever done wrong. And that will come up in little, it will come out in little spurts. It will come out because right now it's solid inside you. It's taking possession of you. It's becoming an identity, an identity other than who you think you are. It is spiritual, and it moves and has your being, and it owns your brain, it owns your hands, because you are. If you wanted me to be more specific, I have a hand within a hand. I have a foot within a foot. And there's a good spirit in that foot. And there's a good spirit in my head that talks to you, that knows how to rebut you and make you pure, criticize you. See? So then there's a bad side. And that bad side gets inside. And you come into the world, and especially to America today, where there's 65 to 80% divorces, you know something is wrong. Is something going to go worse and worse and worse? Now, I'm going to go, just after a little while, to show you how it works. I will go to the other booklet or pamphlet where I'm being interviewed by a certain journalist. It's David Kapalin. He listens to my program to this very day. And he's my friend, good friend. That's all. So we're going to go back to Richard, and then we'll come back to some of the informations you really need, because nearly all of you have sicknesses, drinking problems, eating problems, you know, sex problems, diseases, and they all happen to be, and loss of who you are, looking for the fulfillment in all the wrong places. It goes on, but there are those people who demoralize you earlier on in your life. It could be your parents and continued with a continuum of the kind of schools you sent your kids to. And so there's a lot of things going on that completely, slowly but surely eat away at your soul. So then instead of having a beautiful soul within the body and a beautiful hand within a hand, and a beautiful hand within a leg and in a, you know, every part of you, you've got something dark, and the conflict, the spiritual aspect, is a war, a conflict between what the dark side within your hand and within your feet and your whole body is causing to make you do wrong things, and allowing you to be upset by people or to retrieve what you've lost is to upset people, to live off their dying to you, as you were dying to others when you got up to sit with them and they put themselves in you, and neither one of you have ever been yourself. And you don't know that. It's a hypnotic state. You cannot see that you're not you, except you do a meditation and suspect there's another identity inside you, and it came from somebody you hated or hate-loved. Because love, the kind of love I'm talking about, is a form of slavery. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But, you know, that kind of thing. Yes, mother. Anything you say, I just need my sex, if you don't mind. Okay. 800. Now, how many people want to call me? Where's the media? Where's the media inviting me like they used to? And knock the socks off them. Okay? Where's the psychiatrist saying it ain't so? Where's the doctors that says it ain't so? I tell you, 95% of everything that's wrong with this country, every disease, mental, emotional, and physical, is caused by just that, being angry, upset, irritated, and suppressing it or passing it on to somebody else so they look worse than you are. And you project your feelings into them, and you're relieved of your feelings for a little while, but there's judgment on your judgment. See? When you judge, there's judgment on your judgment. And so when the anger is over, you feel guilty. Whoops! That's it. The judgment... Well, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. So when you judge, you feel anxiety because you judge. But then you have to become addicted to judging more. So you judge more, and you upset somebody and you feel better. You're projecting your sickness into somebody else and being relieved for a moment because they're crying and suffering and enjoying the suffering secretly. Even if you're pretending to be, oh dear, I shouldn't have done that. What a nice person you are. Yeah, it makes them worse. So, hello, Richard, have you been listening to what I'm saying? Because your question was tepid and I had to get you for that. Are you okay with it?
Yeah, yeah, and I didn't mean to. I just, I don't know. I guess I thought there was some importance there.
There is. Didn't you hear what I said about your mother?
Yes.
So why you hate your mother?
I guess I'm just, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I know
well,
she was.
Well, what was your father? Like? What was your father like? I'll give you two choices. He was a bully, or is a coward. Which one it is?
Yeah, he's a weasel. A bully, but he wasn't really there. I kind of grew up with my mom and two of my aunts.
So your mother begrudged you. She was begrudging in her love for you, right?
Yeah, I would say so. She used to get mad pretty easily, and she always
she took her frustration.
I did was good enough. It seemed like
yeah. So there's your problem. There's your problem with women. If it looks like a woman, it is a woman. And even if it's a little girl, it's still a woman. You'll have the same anger towards little girls as you would with a big one. But there's a big danger of people like yourself abusing children in a sense that you may not be able to take it out on a bigger woman, but take it out on a little one. And that's really the cause of children's abuse of children. You've got to be careful how you hate. You shouldn't hate at all. What you need to do is sit down and use that meditation and literally want in all your heart to have that hate taken away from your mother. But she could not help herself. She couldn't help herself taking frustration out of frustrating you into submission and to fear. And then because there's no father there, he could not deal with her. Off he goes and leaves her to you to her. And that's what it is. You got a woman inside you and you hate that woman. That woman is yourself and you hate yourself, correct?
Yeah, I think pretty, yeah.
Well, you see, you're fighting the spirit of the woman. And the spirit of woman is not a woman. It's a spirit. It's the spirit of evil. It is Eve, the spirit that spoke to Eve, operating through every woman. And so your father couldn't deal with that. Very few men can deal with that. But if I can get men to become really men, and not looking for hating women and using them and thinking that the pleasure they give to them is love. If I can get them to see clearly, you know, that men need to love the hell out of the woman and not look to the woman to mother them while they're having sex. See, is your problem sex? Is problem sexual too with you?
No, that's actually went away over the past few months or so.
Yeah, and that's because of the meditation. I think then you don't need much help from me. I've given you some very important thoughts. Now, you go back to that meditation, that 7-minute meditation, and sit quietly. And the main secret is the way that you be aware of the hand within the hand. So let's leave it of the feet within the feet, leave that alone. There's something to do with the hands that's different from the feet. They carry out certain behaviors and also your speech. So there's something about that which must lend itself to the same spirit you had when you were born. You were born into a crazy home. You were in a confusing home. And you didn't have a father, you only had a mother. I want you to know that your mother needed a father in her husband. Every woman needs a father in a husband. See, so that's what she's looking for. And so that is appropriate for a woman to look to a woman to look to a man who is authoritative enough to influence her, because he is subject to God, meaning he is a real man and will not take advantage of her in any way, nor will he hate her for any mistake she makes. He knows how to admonish her so he can become pure and she can become pure. See that? There's a certain kind of criticism. It's called admonishing. And admonishing is a gentle word. See, it means telling you what's wrong with you and let me show you how to fix it. Now, the way you fix it is you go back to that meditation and just sit quietly. Make your fingers tingle as instructed. Not with force. Just being aware that your fingers exist. And you will see, one at a time, you go from the first finger to second finger and sit quietly and look at the middle of your forehead like it's part of it. But the main part of it is just learning how to be aware of your being. Beginning with the right hand, the first finger of your right hand. You always hear the right hand of God. That's it. That's it. That is where you begin. Call me back in another week or so. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You didn't flinch. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. This would drive a lot of people crazy. I like to warn you, if you don't mind. And I'm not reading anything right now. I just left the gentleman behind. And the number is 800-866-8883. We need your support. Now, if I have a billionaire out there, is there a billionaire out there that gives money to dogs and cats and whatever? Whatever he looks good doing things for? Could you please send a few million my way? The Foundation of Human Understanding is a non-profit organization. And it's equivalent, 501c3. You can't get any higher. Same status as the Catholic Church. Same, exactly. And so it doesn't come to me. I need more radio stations in time for the Civil War to lead you into victory, because something the enemy knows about you and owns you already. I know you're up in arms, but how do you deal with evil that is stronger than you because you're not good enough in your Christianity? Good Lord, it is almost an hour. 1-800-866-8883. So, let me see. So, here, let me just finish I can't finish this right now. But I did start to talk about the interview with me by David Kapalin, and you can get, there's other articles written by him recently, a couple of years. But I'd like you to get a copy of the Whistleblower, and it will tell you, better than I can do it, how crazy our young people have become, how insane. I've always said they're communists who think they're Americans. So they have the communist idea about whatever it is, our country should be solved, see, a problem solved. But it's not the Constitution. They're against the First Amendment. Can you believe that? They're against it. It's so crazy. They're yelling and screaming. You see, something's gone wrong. And I predicted this in November in a magazine in 1987. And I read a couple of pages already. So here I am. So the question is, I want to go on with my diatribe to to David. Okay, he says, Masters, there are people in the world who are plain wicked, they're the walking dead, and they want to kill you. They want to get inside your head. See, you've got to be careful about that. These people want you to be on welfare. They want you to be mismanage your life. They promote promiscuity and human weakness. They promote the downfall of the human spirit, and they pretend sympathy and love for it. And then they rise to cure it with tax and money. You know, there it is. See, there's the music. That was the next line. New Dimensions is asking the next question. Are you talking about liberals? No, I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans in Odenco. In those days, I saw it coming. Not that it was there yet. You see it about the Republicans now.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, so now the editor of New Dimensions says, it sounds like you're talking about liberals and Masters. You know, the liberals in this country, the Labour Party in Britain, it's the same mentality. The liberals mother the weaknesses of certain segment of every population. They have no intent to make a better human being out of them. Their intent is to breed more of them, because then there's a broader base for their election. Does that make sense of you? Are you saying, you know, New Dimensions is the magazine? Are you saying that with these people in power, it's intentional, consciously or unconsciously, to do this, to create deliberated people? So, Masters, yes, correct. There are two kinds of people in the world. There are those who have very strong moral sense of conscience, of right and wrong, and wish to adhere to it. And then there are the wrong. When they make mistakes, they're able to correct them, or at least seek for answers in a rational way. But then there are other people who do not love what is right and are not aware of the fact that they are wrong. They think wrong is right, and they see an innocent child and they feel uncomfortable. They don't have any moral conscience. They are offended by a moral conscience. So they don't have... In America, we have lots of those good people, who were then at least. Their types typically argue against moral absolutes, because when you can make everything shades of gray, then you can rationalize any way of life, especially the wrong way of life. So there you have two classes of human beings in the world, of every race and color and creed. It has nothing to do with the race or color, I'm saying, that those who come from the dark place seek to rule their brothers, and all the suffering, all the misery, all the tragedy and sickness and disease and war and horror and murder and insanity have come from these people who cannot see how mad they are. And there's another paragraph, New Dimensions. But why is it they are always the people in power? Masters. That's me. Because ever since the fall of man, whenever people are traumatized, even good people, they become addicted to the power of the traumatizer, which is really basically temptation. Lead us away from temptation. Traumatizer. That's it. And you cannot wake up from it. You begin to speak and live and speak what's in that person through you. And through you, you hurt another person and don't see yourself do it. And then you try to fix it, or you try to make it worse than you. One of the two. In other words, once you leave behind your innocence and you can't see that, you cannot see this other self within a self and the other dark hand within the hand, a body within your body, and it speaks through you. And it's always speaking through you, so you think it's you that's speaking. You think these ideas you have are yours. No. You can put any kind of idea. You can turn a person into a cannibal. You can turn a person into a homosexual. You can turn a person to walk around standing on his head till his face is turning red. And he will think it was his own idea. I swear to you that's the case. And if you don't believe me, you go to my website. And it's 20 minutes of me standing before an audience of 500 people and making the point to an educated person who took off his shoes and put them on the wrong feet after having said to him, that's what you should do. And when you come up here, you know you're going to, I'm going to make you do that, and you won't remember. When I ask you, why do you change your shoes around? You'll give me an excuse. And that's what he did. I said, do you remember me telling you to change your shoes? Yes. And so, so you did change it, right? Yes. So why do they have these people out there have their shoes on differently and yours point outwards? He says, it's obstinate. Don't you see that? Right in front of him. Right in front of him, say, I did it. He still makes the excuse and apparently doesn't see that I made him do it, even though he agrees with it. He heard it. It's still his idea. See? Now, you have to be very careful now because you've lost millions of children. And millions of children go to their friends who are not friends. They are also broken. And the broken ones support the new broken ones. And they call them friends. They're really called fiends. And when you've lost love, now I'm ad-libbing now, when you fall from what love is all about, meaning that which you came into the world with, so when you entered into the world from your mother's body, it wasn't long before you begin to see you're 2 years old and all of a sudden you start to notice things that doesn't make sense. You can see injustice that doesn't make sense, but you see your parents don't see it. And all of a sudden you start to get upset, and all of a sudden you get upset and you get rebellious, and then you fear and you get upset and you go along and you start to lose yourself. Leave behind what is pure and good and absorb everything that's evil in the world, looking for love everywhere, looking for answers everywhere. There isn't one. America, you're on the threshold of coming back. But the only thing is, you're dealing with some really, really, really sick people. Mostly in the top brass who look like they're being kind to everybody by demoralizing them and turning them into welfare people who cannot function for themselves. All they are worth is a vote. And for that, they get, you know, an iPhone, or so much money every month, so they can breed more of them without a father. You've got to understand you can't have put up with... Oh, it's a good thing he just came in and almost said, which religion would do that? You've got to be careful. They breed. And you should be breeding too, not killing 60 million of your own children. So you got Muslims coming in and breeding as many as they can and raping in order to make those people become Muslims. That's what's going to happen. Nobody's going to say it. I'm sure there's good ones around, but they don't say anything. So that doesn't make them any good, just like you. You can see it, but you don't speak it. You all know that your president is a liar. You know that, don't you? You know he's a Muslim, part communist. He doesn't know who the hell he is.